Bonjour, chandeliers, and welcome to the Shining Your Light podcast. I'm your host, Paige Engel, and I am so delighted you decided to join us today. You know, one day I was sitting at lunch. The sun was shining through the window. Laughter filled the room. I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that I was completely surrounded by a group of changemakers and influencers who were shining their own light and making a difference in the world. And the best part was they were all my friends. Honestly, it would be a crime for me to keep all of this greatness to myself, so I decided to share it with you, and the Shining Your Light podcast was born. Each week, I will introduce you to a changemaker, influencer, or thought leader. So grab your notebook and pen and get ready to shine bright. This week, we have Jodi Comines in the house today. Jodi is a divorce and family mediator and collaborative coach in the greater Boston area. She is an adult child of divorce and uses her experiences to create a child-centered practice, which is known as A Better Way Divorce Mediation LLC. Jodi is a court-approved facilitator for required parenting classes in Massachusetts and teaches for the Divorce Center. She has been a mentor and volunteer mediators in the Norfolk Probate Family Court for years. Jodi earned her Master's of Social Work from Boston University and is both a founder of the Metro West Jewish Day School in Framingham, I hope I'm saying that right, and a founding board member. She opened the local chapter of Polka Dot Powerhouse, which is a global women's connection group, in 2017. The chapter has grown to more than 150 members and offers women the opportunity to connect with other positive, like-minded women personally and professionally. Jodi enjoys public speaking. She has shared her messages of how to get out of your own way, setting and keeping intentions, and effective communication, how to listen and be heard in everyday conversations across the country, as well as in local groups, workshops, and conferences. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Wow, that's quite an intro.
Oh, you know, you're worth it, girl. You are worth it. So I always like to start my podcast off by asking our guest, what do you think is your special sauce? What's your unfair advantage?
That's so funny because we did an exercise this week a few different times of what's your word that best describes you. And I chose the word outspoken, which goes, okay. It's probably part of my special sauce. I think I have the ability to help people feel comfortable in any setting, and I love to help connect people with each other. And my outspokenness is part of advocating not only for myself, but for others who don't necessarily have a voice.
And you know, I know that that is definitely true for you. I mean, you walk the talk, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk. And I know that you are definitely an advocate for the underdog, right? For the people that aren't necessarily either in a position or even able to speak out for themselves. So can you tell our listeners, what are you most passionate about?
I would have to say my family. There's so many things that I'm passionate about, but my family are my favorite people in the world, both the family that I came from and the family that I created.
Got it. Absolutely. Awesome. So I know that you help families, you know, during very, very difficult times, you know, with divorce and, you know, you're a part of the mediation process. I know you have a book coming out. So tell us a little bit more about the upcoming book.
Well, Paige, since you're my book coach, I will share information with all of your listeners about the book. A couple of years ago, I was with some friends and my husband, and the other husband said to his wife, "You just can't understand because your parents weren't divorced." And I realized that my husband, this fellow, and myself all had something in common, even as grown-ups. My parents divorced a long time ago. So I set out and did a survey of people who had their parents get divorced when they were children or young adults and asked a number of questions about what that experience was like. I started to write a number of blogs on different topics, and then decided, I knew probably initially it would become a book, but I then decided to create the book over the last year. And it's been a super fun process. And the goal that it will be a resource for families in any phase of divorce to look at, to read, to find something that somebody in the book said, whether it was me or one of the people I interviewed, strike a chord and help them really nurture forward, because they're going to be divorced from this person forever, as long as they have children together. And they're going to have to relate to one another and figure out how to do that. And they can do it in a super negative way, or they can try to do it in a positive way.
Okay. So during your research, because, you know, you've done surveys, you've also done other research, what do you think was the most surprising thing you found out from adult children of divorce?
I think that there are so many people who, as grownups, don't even realize the impact that their parents' divorce had on them until they start to dig deep. And some of the questions that I asked provoked those kinds of responses. Even for myself, when I wrote some of the blogs, I had trouble with some of the topics more than others on areas that I didn't realize I had never resolved, maybe. And I think that's true of some of the people that I interviewed.
That's really revealing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think we go through our life and that's our normal. So yeah, my parents are divorced. For me, I was 3 years old. For other people, you know, it's different ages. And you got through it. Maybe you were resilient. Maybe you were, you know, you had trouble initially, but then later on. And then I think, again, as adults went on to have their own relationships, they went in with two different mindsets. One, I'm going to make this work no matter what, because I don't want my children to go through what I went through. Or conversely, they go in and think, well, you know, if it doesn't work, I can always leave. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. Listen, 50% of the population gets divorced. Does that mean they're all bad at marriage?
Right. That definitely doesn't mean that. But it's nice that, you know, we have people like you who are able to help walk us through that process. And I think that this book is really going to help a lot of people, you know, like you said, at the various stages, just kind of reflect back and think about how, you know, this particular activity, because I really don't want to call it an action because that's kind of negative. But this activity can affect their children and themselves,
right,
for that matter.
Right. Okay. Right. And I think when grownups are going through a divorce, they become pretty self-absorbed, which makes sense. You know, it's probably, you know, the hardest thing that you can go through, the loss of that relationship and that dream, other than a death of, you know, a loss of somebody. And sometimes your kids get shuffled by the wayside. And so really remembering that that's what you have in common is your children. And then living your divorced life with that reminder that you want to raise your kids to be the very best that they can be. And you have to do it together, even when you're not married anymore.
Oh, such great advice. So I happen to know that you practice yoga and you're very, very involved in your practice. I actually got a chance to see you from my balcony in Maui last year doing yoga on the beach. So can you tell our listeners, the first thing I want you to tell our listeners is, what's your favorite pose? And two, what has yoga done for you?
That's such a good question. And ironically, I'm in between is at this very moment. So yoga for me, I've always loved to work out. And after several foot and ankle injuries, yoga was the only practice that I could continue outside of the other things that I used to love to do. And as I've gotten older, I realized how much I like the mental clarity that comes from doing yoga, just the quiet, for me to quiet my mouth and my mind for an hour. Anyone who knows, that's not the easiest thing. And so it's become easier because I practice so much. And my favorite pose is called pigeon. And it's where you tuck one leg under you and you lay down over your knee, and it looks really awful, but it feels really good on your hips.
Awesome. I will take your word for it. And so, Jodi, thank you so much for taking the time in between your yoga classes today to talk with us. Where can people find out more about you and the services and, you know, maybe if they want you to come and speak for their group or, you know, their conference, where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, I would love to come. I love public speaking. And I have a website called divorcemediationabetterway.com. You can find all my blogs and information about me there. And I also have a Facebook business page called A Better Way Divorce Mediation. So really, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Jodi, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Paige. Have a good day.
You too.